Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, I don't need to tell you that South Africa is in a mounting water crisis, from collapsing municipal systems and sewage spills to unreliable access in both urban and rural areas. The cracks in our national water infrastructure are widening day by day, and the consequences are real: threats to public health, food security, industrial productivity, and economic growth. It's a long list. Solving this challenge requires more than just patchwork fixes. It requires systemic change, long-term investment, and better collaboration between the public and private sectors. So to help us understand what's broken, and perhaps far more importantly, what it's going to take to fix it, I'm joined by Thabo Kabini, Senior Specialist for Water Infrastructure at the Industrial Development Corporation. And this thought leadership interview is brought to you by IFAT Africa and Analytica Lab Africa, boosting cross-industry collaboration from the 8th to the 10th of July at the Gallagher Convention Center. So, Thabo, a very warm welcome. Very quickly, what would you say are the most critical failures in water infrastructure in this country right now?
I think in terms of what we have as the critical failures in the water infrastructure, I think one, we're looking at aging infrastructure. A bulk of what we had has been laid down quite a few years back, and the remaining useful life thereof, it's not what we are expecting in terms of it being able to continuously, you know, supply water without breakages. So aging infrastructure is one of them. But the biggest, according to me, biggest challenge would be non-revenue water. As you know, that most of the bulk water service providers like Rainwater would tell you that what they lose on their side is about, you know, 4% of the water. But as soon as it gets to the municipalities, non-revenue water goes up to, you know, 50%. I mean, if you look at Gauteng, it's sitting at 47.7%. If you then go to Durban, it goes above 50% in terms of 55%. So non-revenue water is one of them. Mm. But we also have the issue of skills in terms of the people that are supposed to package projects and make sure that our treatment works, our pump stations, our reservoirs, our water treatment works, wastewater treatment works are functioning optimally. We do not have those skills. Yes, there is a bit of that. But if you base this on your blue drop and green drop report, they actually say there are challenges in that aspect. So I would count those three as the most critical challenges.
Let me focus on municipalities, and I'm interested to know how we got there. What has led, in your opinion, to such deep and persistent dysfunction across local authorities?
It's a complex of issues. One, legacy or history, in terms the way most municipalities were set up in the olden days. For example, if you look at the city of Johannesburg, Midrand on its own would be a municipality, Soweto would be a municipality, Randburg would be a municipality. But as soon as these were then amalgamated to one metro, we then found challenges that the then city engineers or town engineers, as they would call them, it depends on what they preferred. So you'd see that there's a certain type of equipment that is in one municipality that does not go with a certain type of equipment in another municipality. So then, for example, pumps. You get a certain brand of pumps in one municipality, smaller municipality, and a certain brand of pumps in another one. Now, if you then now move into a bigger metro and you want to improve redundancy and you want to use spare parts, you cannot use the spare parts in this area and move over to another area because these areas are quite different. But management issues have been a challenge. And management issues from, you know, financial management. There's municipalities that are really, you know, at a point where they cannot even issue their own financial statements. And this has been highlighted by the AG in the previous financial years. So those are some of the things.
You've listed a lot of problems here. Do you think we've left it too late, or can it be fixed?
It can be fixed. However, it needs all hands on deck in terms of the public sector and the private sector to try and then, you know, partner from all angles in terms of skills, As well as bringing in the financial muscle, we know that National Treasury's purse is not big enough to address this. So we really need the financial muscle from the private sector to assist. It is not late. It can be done. And we've seen it being done in other countries where there is quite a big turnaround. And as well as in South Africa, I mean, if you look at the city of Cape Town, there was almost day zero. And they've turned around and things are really working. It is, I think, it's the will of the management and the technical know-how in terms of that. And we can turn it around.
You have in the past worked on large infrastructure deals. What makes a public-private partnership then in the water sector either succeed or fail?
One, it's both parties understanding what they should do and their responsibilities. But regulations around how the public-private partnership is actually set. But what makes it work very well is when you've got enough technical expertise and if you've got a willing public sector as well, and you've got a private sector that is not only in it for the money, but they see a bigger picture in terms of addressing the current issues.
And how difficult do you think it is to balance the need for infrastructure upgrades, as you've outlined to me, with our constitutional right to affordable and equitable water access? It seems that balance is getting more and more difficult.
Look, I would say it is quite difficult, I might say. But what I like is there's a lot of reforms that the Department of Water and Sanitation, under the leadership of Dr. Sean Phillips, as well as the current minister, have looked at in terms of, I wouldn't say stripping functions of municipalities that are struggling, but if they cannot perform, they would then, you know, give those powers to a water board which can perform them better. So industrial policy reforms are the ones that are needed. Not so much difficult. It's just the fact that if we've got the zeal and the will to allow and policies to address what we have, I think we can turn the corner.
Thabo Kabini, thank you very much indeed. Senior Specialist for Water Infrastructure at the Industrial Development Corporation. And this Hot Business interview brought to you by IFAT Africa and Analytica Lab Africa, where science, innovation and sustainability meet. Register now at ifat-africa.com or analytica-africa.com.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.